Well, the health minister, William Keyser, this afternoon telling provinces to gird their loins, announcing South Africa officially in a third wave of COVID infections. We've seen sharp rises in infections recently across many provinces. The minister talking about intensive containment measures. Listening to that, leader of the Economic Intervention Group for Business for South Africa is Martin Kingston. How worried are you this evening with the trigger being pulled on third wave, Martin Kingston?
Well, Bruce, good evening to you and your listeners. We're worried about the third wave. We're not worried about additional restrictions or higher lockdown levels, which I know is where your question is directed. We're deeply concerned that the advent of the third wave, as it is occurring with the onset of winter, is going to present a very real risk to people's health, particularly the most vulnerable, and our healthcare systems. But we can't, as an economy, afford now to see any lockdown measures increased over adjusted level one, which is where we sit at the moment. And the most important thing we have to do, of course, is to accelerate the rollout of the vaccination program, which is commencing in earnest with phase two for the over 60-year-olds from Monday of next week.
When we look at the multiple issues that you've just raised there, the fact that we are in this accelerated level one and we can't afford to go to higher levels, government has in the past pushed for higher levels and higher restrictions, limiting access to alcohol, limiting access to public events, limiting access to restaurants. Is there an understanding between yourselves and governments that that cannot happen again, or is that just wishful thinking on your part?
Well, it is wishful thinking on everybody's part. There's no doubt that the sectors that you've mentioned have been extremely badly damaged, and the restrictions have been put in place with understandable motivation by government. At the moment, all of those facilities, other than mass gatherings, effectively, or mass events, as you characterized it, are open. Our borders are open. There's no restriction on movement, either interprovincial or otherwise. The problem is that we're going to be rolling out the vaccination program at the very same time. As if there was a desire to reduce movement, we would be constraining the ability for people to go to vaccination sites to be vaccinated. We don't think that that's a realistic prospect. We do think that, and we've advocated, that we need to cap the scope for indoor and outdoor gatherings. As business, we've said there shouldn't be more than 50 people indoors, no more than 100 people out of doors. And of course, the scope for indoor gathering is going to, again, be magnified as we move into winter. But the government, I think, has listened carefully to that. As far as the restrictions on restaurants and alcohol is concerned, that is in a government's gift. We've been very clear in our regular engagements with them. We now have weekly engagements with government through NAT joints, which is a structure of government, that we need to be able to monitor these movements very carefully. And of course, my exhortation is not only that everybody who can registers for the vaccine and turns up to get the vaccine, but that we continue to observe the need for non-pharmaceutical interventions of masks, social distancing, and sanitization. I think we've noticed a drop-off in all of those behaviors over the past couple of months,
I was out for a walk this morning, and I think 1 in 10 people were wearing masks. And it was just like, guys, I know you're outdoors and you think that you're invincible, but, you know, it's here. And you've got to be careful, and people are just oblivious and fed up, I suppose. But yeah, there is time for that to be reinstated, of course. William Keyser, the comment that he makes, and he's quoted on News 24 this evening, saying that the numbers would not go down unless provinces started intensive containment measures. That intensive containment measures are three words which in one sentence imply tougher lockdowns.
Well, it does indeed, but as I said, we've had no such discussion with government at this stage. And the biggest problem that we have, of course, is that, as I indicated at the outset, the economy is not in a situation or a position where it can afford such restrictions, and government no longer has any fiscal flexibility to provide the type of support that it has provided over the past year. In fact, as we know, UIF TERS has effectively run out. That fund has been turned off for COVID support. Many of the other levels of intervention have either not been utilized or have also run their course. We cannot see a return to the increasing levels of unemployment that we experienced last year without devastating consequences, both for the economy and for society at large.
We've seen India underestimate the impact of its wave of COVID infections. Is there not a risk that, you know, in trying to preserve the economy, we run the risk of a runaway third wave? Are you not apprehensive about that based on what we're seeing in other parts of the world?
Yeah, we are apprehensive about it, and you're absolutely right to point it out. If we look at other examples, such as the UK has been under effectively very draconian lockdown measures, but they were able to do that by compensating in terms of providing the sort of level of support for the economy, both to small businesses and individuals, that we've not been able to do. I think that's the balancing act that government is going to have to consider. If it comes to having to choose, we, of course, will advocate harder and harsher lockdown measures until the third wave has passed. But the likelihood is that that is going to be with us for the next 2 or 3 months, Bruce.
Martin Kingston, thank you. At short notice, leader of the Economic Intervention Work Group at Business for South Africa. Breaking news story this evening from the mouth of Zweli Mkhize, the health minister. He's warning provinces that the country is in the third wave of COVID-19, and that's the scary bit, intensive containment measures are required. That's from the health minister this evening, quoted by News 24. Another big story today, the US inflation number surging in April compared to a year earlier. Consumer prices there jumped 4.2% for the 12 months to April from 2.6 in March, and is the biggest increase since September 2008 in US inflation. It's a report from the US Labor Department. It comes amidst fears that the rising consumer prices could push up interest rates. That's the thing that the world is watching, of course. Some analysts saying the figures could be rising because of temporary factors like supply bottlenecks. We'll get Chris Stewart, our market commentator's views on that in a moment. But let's first talk Naspers.